Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simin Shin Tes or Tuf Shin. And we are at the bottom of the previous Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis with Sif Dalet. And we begin Sif Dalet as follows. The Mechaber writes, Shachach Evan, if you forgot a rock, Al Pi Chavis, on top of a barrel. The barrel has wine in it or something that's usable in it, obviously. Or alternatively, omos halakar, or you left your money by accident on your pillow or on top of some sort of a cushion. So machlokis throughout Shas, kar and kesis, what they actually are, the pillow and the blankets or the pillow and the cushion, which one is which, Rashi and Tosas have a machlokis. The bottom line is, you're putting it on something that is a heter thing to use, and now you want to get the money off it. So what should you do in this situation with the rock on the barrel or the money on top of your pillow? So the Mechaber tells us, mate chovis al tzida, you tilt the barrel on its side, v'evin nofelis, and the rock will fall off it. Alternatively, umanara kar, you tilt the pillow, you shake the pillow, v'amos noflin, the money will fall off it, and now everything is good. Mishneh Berurah explains this in Katan Yud Gimel. Dibimeniach v'kavona pi achovis, if you intentionally put the rock on top of the barrel, hari achovis gufa muktza, the barrel now becomes muktza, v'osu l'hatosa, and it would be not allowed to move it, the nasis bosis lo evan ulkakame, because this will become now a base for the rock, as we will, Emir Tzashem, learn momentarily. Mishneh Berurah says, "Katan Yud Dalet, you tilt it on its side." Umayrish bishetzorich likach miayayin shebesocha. We're talking about where you want to use the wine inside of it. You want to take some out for kiddush or something like that. V'chein mekar, likewise with the pillow. Shetzorich lishkav olav. You want to sleep on this pillow, and therefore v'lochein he tiru l'taltel l'muktza. Therefore, Chazal permitted you to go and be metaltel this barrel in this way, both in zeh, tilting it to its side. Sheinu metaltel lehedya rak idei niyor, because you're not moving it directly yourself. You're just adjusting it, you're just tilting it over here. But if you don't need the wine inside the barrel, but this rock or this item that you have, the money that you have on the pillow, you're afraid somebody's going to come and take it, so then you wouldn't even have to tilt it over here. This is brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Issue foot number 12 brings down, likewise, if you're doing it to protect the heter item, for example, you don't want this barrel to get ruined, you're afraid it's going to get stolen or it's get ruined in the heat, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says this also, you're allowed to go and move the barrel and shake off the rock on top of it because the barrel itself is not muktza, and then you can move the barrel. Mishneh Berurah continues and writes, V'imate hachovis v'akar b'gufa v'lobiyoto. If you go and tilt this barrel or this pillow, not with your hands, but with your body, so then, mutra afil bofen zeh, then that would be permissible in this way. And Dishu foot number 15 brings down, V'yaf esha evin o esha mos atzman. In this way, you would even be allowed to move directly the rock or the money. Because we learned in Simen Shin Ches, Shemut Latalta b'gufa k'desh l'yovo l'day hefsed. You're allowed to go move something indirectly with your body, not with your hands, because of a financial loss. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Tezvav explains, when the money falls off, now you can move the pillow to your heart's content, because once the muktzah item is removed, the heter pillow, the heter barrel, are absolutely not muktzah at all. However, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, muto lumo b'shabas al ha-shulchan, afilu ba'ot sheish alav mos, o shar dvar muktzah mitzad acher. Person is allowed to learn on a table, for example, that has money or some other muktzah item at the other end of the table. The afil gav the derech l'naneim limudo, because even though you're going to shake and shuckle while you're learning, mikol mokum lo hevi psik resha, it's no guarantee that you're shaking and moving the table is going to knock that muktzah item off, even though it's not disturbing you, since it's not a psik resha. If it does happen, it's not your problem, and this is brought down in the name of the Ma'aril. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'moyso hechovis bein hechovios binyan she'enu yochol lahatos osa bimekoma." If you have a barrel that has the rock on top of it, and it's in the midst of a whole bunch of other barrels, and you're not able to go and shake that barrel, move that, tilt that barrel, and have the rock fall off because you're concerned that the rock is going to break then the other barrels. So in this situation, yochol lahagbia, you'd be allowed to lift up the entire barrel kamoshi as it is. Imo Evan, with the rock on top of it, lemokomacher, and place it in another area. Latos to Shom, and over there you can tilt the barrel and shake the rock off. Kadeshi yipol me'aleh, that the rock should fall off it. The Mishneh Berurah explains this if cotton tezayin. Shechoshe shelo yipol alechovis bishrim. As I mentioned, your concern over here is if you tilt the barrel and shake the rock off it over here, it's going to go fall and break another barrel. Therefore, Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Mishneh Berurah says, Dahari hu rak tiltum natsad. You're allowed to pick up this barrel over here and move it someplace else because you're not directly moving the rock. It's only called tiltum natsad, an indirect moving of the rock. Kimishenu metaltel muktzah lehedja rakim aheter, because you're not moving the muktzah by itself, you're moving it with the heter barrel. And your kavana, the kavana so, gam came bishul shu tzorich laheter. You want that barrel of wine. And the only way you can get that barrel of wine is by lifting it up from its place where it is right now with the rock, and then bringing it to the place that you want it to, and then you can shake off the rock. The chanal, as we've already explained. But dov is a shari. This is perfectly permissible, as we will also learn, kid l'kamen v'shin yud alef simches. And he says, v'afilu hochi b'reisha kishoyo efshalo b'niyor tzorich niyor davka. But if it was possible to shake it off, even though we allow you to move the entire barrel with the rock on it when it's not possible to shake it off, it certainly is preferable, and you must shake it off if you can, rather than move the entire barrel with the rock on top of it a distance. The issue foot number 17 brings down the chay menorah hamunachas al shulchan. Likewise, if you have a candlestick or candelabra on a table, the kavu nerosa. Now the candlesticks went out Friday night. The lights went out. So we've already learned in Simon Reish Ayin Zayin shemasuya mimateches, if it's made out of metal, then hefsa b'niura, and it wouldn't break if you were to shake it. So also latalta l'sashulchan ashi narena. Then you shouldn't move the table with the candlesticks on it, but you should shake it off. You tilt the table, let the candlesticks fall because they won't break, and then you'd be allowed to move the table. The issue footnote number 16 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shehagba Litzorach Nir, when you're lifting up something in order to shake off the Muktzah item on it, that's Bechlal Nirhu, that's called moving it. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Yochul Hagbia Kimoshihi tells us, V'emutu Lisa Osa Imo Evan Ad Mokum Shurotzel Fanosa, are you allowed to, once you have this heter to lift up the barrel with the rock on it, and you're going to move it to another place, are you allowed to move it wherever you want? Or just take it away from the other barrels to the first place that you can tilt it so that the rock comes off. What's the din? So he says, look in the Chidushi Reb Kiva Eger. Now, in the issue foot number 33, we can see a machlokus over here between the Reb Kiva Eger and other poskim. And there, it brings down that Reb Kiva is medayik from Rashi, shetzorich lahato sesechovis ulenayre so'evin miyad b'mokom bo silka miben chavios. According to Reb Kiva Eger, he says you have to immediately go. It's the first opportunity that you've lifted the barrel up to a place where if you tilt the rock off it, it won't break anything. You have to stop there and tilt it off. And he asks, shahari kol shemachzik muksa biyad. He says, however, he doesn't understand that, because normally, once you have a heter to pick something up, you can bring it to wherever you want. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal gives a teretz, and he says, Lenin Chavis, in regards to the barrel over here, Mitchila lo hitiru letiltila, ela kifi mashat tzorech kidei linaris evin shagaba. The only heter you had to do this was because of the rock that you need to get off it. Mashen came mishari to be muktzah, as opposed to other types of muktzah that you're moving, shemuta lo liochaz and biyado kergelu. There we're talking about where you can pick it up with your hands. You have a heter to go pick it up directly with your hands, so then you can put it down wherever you want. But here, since you didn't really have a heter to pick this up except to shake off the rock, the minute you can shake it off, you should. Then he says further, Lagabi Tultul Kalkalas Peros im Evim Misocha, in regards to the basket with the rock in it that we talked about previously, Umispatelas HaKalkol LaPeros, and the basket is considered over here subordinate to the Peros inside of it, so Mutul Etatul L'Chomokim Shirtzah, there you're allowed to go and take it to wherever you would like. And this has brought down the opinion of the great Tzitz Eliezer of Oldenburg, Zatzal. In any event, the Mechaber now continues. If you place this rock or this money on top of the barrel or the pillow with the specific intent, you intended to have it there for the start of Shabbos. You had the money on the pillow in a guest room. You had the rock holding down the cover of this barrel over here. Then you're not allowed to go take it off, because in this situation you specifically wanted that muktzah item over there, and therefore it's not allowed to be tilted off, moved on Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel V'Minicham brings down Da. You should know the Isa B'Rishonim the Chaynis Kibu Habriachronim. The Rishonim write, and many of the Achronim agree with this. Da Filu Yesh B'Socha Chovis Yayin. Even in a situation where the barrel has wine in it. Lo Amrinan Dinase Chovis Bosus Li Israel Heter. We don't say, well, the barrel over here is wine in it, that's the heter, and has the rock on it, that's the Isser, so let's see which is more important, and say it's a Bosus Ludover Isser Ludover a heter. And the reason why we do not consider this, V'chosu Atam, Mishum Defia Chovis, Milamala, Lo Nases Bosus, Kim Lo Evin Shemun Achalab, because it says you're not looking at the inside of the barrel, you're looking at the top of the barrel where the rock is. And there, the top is only a Bosus Ludover Osser. We don't look at the wine content inside the barrel, and therefore we don't view this over here as a Bosus Ludover Osser, Ludover Hamutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nyudches, Avolim Hinichom Bechavona Bechol, if you intentionally put it there on a weekday, Velo Hayadaito Beferish Shorishom Shabbos, you left it there on a weekday and you didn't specifically intend that it should stay there on Shabbos, and then you forgot about it. Yachakach Shilchekom Shom, you forgot that it was over there. So then you called Mikre Shilchayach, this is called that you unintentionally left it over there, you forgot it over there, as brought down by the Marai, this would be therefore permissible for a person to move. The Marai is Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin. He lived in the 15th century, born in 1390, died in 1460, and he's the author of the Trumas Hadeshim, which is, of course, one of the major commentaries that we have found in Shulchan Aruch. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chof, the Chofetz Chaim explains that Nira Li Boru B'das Marai, that this opinion that the Marai brings down over here, is the Mairi Shalo B'Feirish Rak B'Stom. It's talking about even a Stam condition over here on a weekday. Because if you're saying that he specifically did intend to take it off when Shabbos came, then even the Marai would agree, then you would be allowed to remove it even if you left it there on Erev Shabbos if your intention was specifically to take it off. So therefore, we're talking here that you stam put it there, and when you put it there on Erev Shabbos, without specifically in mentioning it, if you put it there on Erev Shabbos, you intended to have it there on Shabbos. However, but on a Tuesday or Thursday, then only if you intended it should be there on Shabbos. And here, the Beis Yosef disagrees, and that's what the Mechaber is now going to tell us in a moment. And the Chofetz Chaim continues in the Shaar HaTzion over here, that the Beis Yosef says, the Hanocha, the Erev Shabbos, gam kein dino hochi, unless you specifically intended to keep it there on Shabbos, even leaving it there on Erev Shabbos is considered a Shocheach. And this is based upon Rashi. However, he brings down, Chofetz Chaim, that is, that from the Lashon of the Rambam, it seems that the Ma'arai is more correct. In any event, now let's continue the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'dasa Beis Yosef, if he disagrees with this Marai, da'afilu hinicham be'erev Shabbos, even if you left it there on Erev Shabbos, stam, ko shloya daito, b'feirush, unless you specifically intended, she'yishar shon b'chnisa Shabbos, that you specifically intended that it would be there, u'be'ben ha'shmashos, it would be there during the Ben ha'shmashos, shcheicho l'salik, then it's considered as if you forgot to take it off, and zehu b'chlal shochach, and has the halachic status of as if you forgot it there, and you'd be allowed to tilt it off." Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Oschof Aleph, says, Dimhoyo Daito Beferish. However, if you specifically intended to leave it there, then Bevade Kuliyama Sovereign, then that's a buses, then everybody would agree that it's a buses. Tisha foot number 25 brings down, what about a katan? So here it's the katan's machshava, and as we pointed out, the katan's machshava is not halachically valid, and therefore, even though the katan intended to leave it on Shabbos, that would have, halachically have the status of shochach, he left it there unintentionally. Mishum shemach shevesh hakoton eino klum. Young child's thoughts are insignificant. The action is significant, but here the action doesn't demonstrate that you wanted to leave it there all Shabbos long. Mishum Berurah continues and says, V'ikar din bosses mesik b'magen avram. The magen avram discusses is din of bosses. The lo mikri bosses, something isn't called a base. Elam keininiach olav dover amukta bishul shi yashiv olav betov. Unless you specifically intended that it should stay there. But if you just stam left it there for a short period of time, you have a drawer and you put many things in it, and you put sometimes a muktzah thing on top of a heter thing because you just don't have space on the bottom of the drawer to lay everything out flat. In this situation, you didn't really intend that the heter item should be a basis for the muktzah item. This is called forgetting it as opposed to placing it there intentionally. And you'd be allowed to go and tilt off the muktzah item and then take the chayvetz that's not muktzah, the heter item that it was being the basis for, and use that. But the entire, the chest over here, that is considered a basis ludover muktzah if the muktzah items are worth more than the heter items. But also, without learning that, you wouldn't be allowed to move talk or put him daitohoya shia munach hamuktzah b'teva. As brought down by the Chayyadim, you definitely wanted those items to be in the chest, in this drawer over here, and therefore, if the muktzah items are more important than the heter items, then you cannot move the muktzah drawer, albeit you could shake off the heter item, the muktzah thing from on top of it, that would be allowed. Tishu, footnotes number 18, 19, and 20 have very interesting ramifications of this din. I do not know if we'll have time by the end of the shiur to go back to them. Otherwise, I ain't shum for these interesting ramifications. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, well, Ulafizia, based upon what we've learned just now, that which is customary, the people take off the upper tablecloth that they have on the table. They would have two tablecloths, as is explained in Dishuvot number 21 from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and they would then place the candlesticks on top of the second one. They would then have the guy take off the candlesticks, and then they would remove this second tablecloth and then eat on the first tablecloth. They would always keep the tables covered all Shabbos long. So kedinosin, that's perfectly heter. Lefishein sarach shetehe menorah dafka ala mapa, because you didn't really want the candlesticks to be on that second tablecloth. El al shulchan, you wanted the candlesticks on the table, and there was just no other way to do this other than having it on top of the second tablecloth. And they're not really placing the candlesticks on this tablecloth. And there was no way to cut a hole, so to say, in the tablecloth and have the candlesticks only on the table and not on the tablecloth. Alternatively, because you have no consideration over here to do it in any other way. And therefore, the tablecloth doesn't really become a base for the menorah, shelah, that was on top of it, that you shouldn't be allowed to move the tablecloth even after the candlesticks are removed. And certainly for the bottom tablecloth, there's absolutely no need to have any concern. Certainly nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says, we normally put the bread on the table by the Banish Marshal. So when we light candles, they usually have the bread on the table. And therefore, Vinas's Basel Tazad, do Choshev Yoser. And the bread, which is more important to you than the candlesticks, so therefore, that is considered over here now a Basel Sudover, a Heter, and therefore, it's not a problem to move this bottom tablecloth at all. But there are those that are more stringent over here. But if there are reasons that you need to rely upon the lenient opinion, you are allowed to go and rely upon the lenient opinion. Dish foot number 23 has an interesting scenario where you have a sefer and you put something on the sefer. So in this situation, the muktzah item on the sefer, one would be allowed to go and tilt the sefer to get the muktzah item off. As brought down by Moshe Feinstein, it's on the Nukas Moshe. Shehol v'yesh b'kach mishum bizoyin ha-sefer. Here you have an additional factor that it's a busha for the sefer. It's a denigration of the sefer to have a muktzah item on top of it. You left some keys on it or a coin on it. So nech sh'adavah k'mach ha-matzorech. This is considered a pressing situation. U'mutah l'nar mi'olav samuktzah. You'd be allowed to lift the sefer up and shake it off to get the muktzah item off it. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, the reason why we can be makel over here, because the kam achronim sovereign kavasi the Magen Avraham. There are those achronim that hold like this makel opinion that the Magen Avraham brought down. Then he tells us, kina shel tarnegolos, if you have a nest of a bird over here, a chicken, yeishon beitz or sheish b'afroch, and you have an egg inside of it, and this is an egg that will become a chicken, it's a fertilized egg, shosa beitz asur betilto, this type of egg is not used for eating, and therefore it is considered also betilto, you're not allowed to move it because it's muktza. So afshalo yodem yibol yom shiya shoma beitz, even though you didn't know before Shabbos that the egg would be there, mikol mokum kivish yaderechu bekachet, this is the way of birds, they lay an egg every day, hevekim miniach v'lo hevekim shulcheach, that's like as if you put it there intentionally and not that you forgot it there. And therefore, v'nasa kino basis la beitza, and the nest over here becomes a basis over here for the muktza egg, and you wouldn't be allowed to move it. And anything similar to this, where it's a normal thing for the muktzah to be on top of it, it is halachically as if you placed it over there intentionally. Now we go to Sifkot and Yutes. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu kozman banish mashos." When we said that if you left it there with the intention that it should be there during the banish mashos, so the intention is that you left it there for the entire Bein HaShmashos, so that would be good. Now, in Dishra foot number 28, there's a huge discussion over here. Is that really necessary for all situations, or even if it's 1 second of the Bein HaShmashos that it was intentionally there? A long discussion, Ayin, in Dishra footnote number 28. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Chafi writes, in this situation where you intentionally placed it there, that it should be there on Shabbos, or at least some of the time, or all of the time during the Bein HaShmashos, also Lahatos Lanai, then you're not allowed to move it. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, the Nasas Achavis Vakar Bosses, the barrel over here or the pillow have become a base. Hainu kan, this is their base over here, or makomoshev, the place where it's supposed to be put. And tirgum lekano, like we have in the Chumash, lekano lebisise, that means the base. La muktzah shalem, and therefore they're the base for the muktzah item on top of them. Theheim gufa muktzah, and they themselves become muktzah in this situation. Dishah foot number 29, there brings out, however, if it's a very insignificant muktzah item, like a couple of pennies, then this doesn't apply. It doesn't become a basis over here, ledover also, because of their insignificance. Then the Mechaber brings down a more lenient opinion. He says, he brings out a more makel opinion that says, unless you intended to be there for the entire Shabbos, even if you intended to be there for part of the Shabbos, but you intended to remove it on the Shabbos, so then you'd be allowed to remove it as well by tilting it. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chafalav explains, Sir Lu, the low Nasis Basit Klal, in this situation it doesn't become a base, Kivish Yechosh of the Salik Me'olav Amukta Achakat, since you did intend to take off the Mukta item during Shabbos. V'mokum Seida, and in the financial laws, Yeshlis Mocha De'azu, you can rely upon this based upon the Achroma's opinion. V'da'at, furthermore, you should know, Dafilu De'azu, even according to this opinion, Mistava De'davka Kish Yechosh of Behedja L'Salik Achakach Amukta B'Shabbos, you have to specifically have in mind that you take off the Mukta sometime during Shabbos, either by shaking it off or by having a guy take it off. Odovish Adako B'Kach L'Salik muktzah achakach, or if it's something that we definitely would take off the muktzah afterwards. Avol mchosha b'stomishi emunach alav b'muktzah b'shabbos. But if your stam thinking was it would stay on there all Shabbos, lukuliyam anas is bosses, then it is a bosses. After luchosha behedra she emunach alav kol Shabbos, even though you didn't specifically think it would stay there all Shabbos. We have one more mishnah brura. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.